Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It is time now for Why It Matters. Let's talk about e-commerce sales in Southeast Asia. Well, that's expected to total up to 89.67 billion this year. And that's an increase of 15.31 billion over last year. And by next year, 2023, the region will cross the $100 billion mark. That's a long way from the 37.22 billion seen in the year 2019. Can you believe that? The region's growth stands out even more given that most other geographics will see only moderate increases this year. Southeast Asia's 20.6% expansion in 2022 will be the highest in the world, with Latin America being the only other region that will crack the 20% threshold this year. And by the looks of it, five countries within the region, the Philippines, Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and Thailand, will rank among the top 10 markets measured by retail e-commerce sales growth. But as the e-commerce ecosystem becomes more complex due to the drastic evolution it's going through, how can brands and marketers keep up with it? Well, online with me is Prem Bhatia, who is the co-founder and CEO of Grass. Good morning, Prem.
Hey, morning.
Prem, let's talk about Grass. It is a growth as a service technology solutions provider, and you guys use predictive AI to turbocharge growth for e-commerce businesses. All very sexy words. But could you tell us more about how it actually works then?
Yeah, cool. Look, I think the point you made earlier about Southeast Asia and Latin America outpacing the rest of the world is absolutely spot on. I think that what's happened post-COVID or during COVID is that Southeast Asia, including Singapore, has seen a dramatic increase in the number of people selling online. Entrepreneurship is alive and extremely well. And I think that, you know, just like it's happened in the US, you see a number of brands being born between sort of Mumbai and Manila. And we're here to help because obviously scaling e-commerce businesses is getting more difficult. And that's what Grass is meant for. It's growth as a service. Just to help entrepreneurs and brands.
If we were to look at the state of e-commerce and just for comparison between, say, the Southeast Asia region and a huge market like India, what would some of the noticeable differences or similarities you would see?
Well, you'd be surprised to know that Southeast Asia is bigger than India in terms of e-commerce spend. Mm-hmm. I think that if you look at the overall regions, you've got China does about $2.5 trillion worth of e-commerce.
Okay.
Southeast Asia probably does about $120 billion, and India does about $80 billion. So India and Southeast Asia is $200 billion, which is still, you know, one-tenth the size of China.
Mm. Well, you know, it's interesting. When I speak to other guests about e-commerce in Southeast Asia, there always seems to be this very complex narrative, like how different companies use the influencers, for example, to market products you could buy via social media. I mean, what are your thoughts on the complexities of e-commerce here in Southeast Asia?
Yeah, so there are two parts to that. I think it's never been easier to become an entrepreneur, right, and sell online. You have, let's say that, you know, Elliot wants to start selling dark glasses, you know, sunglasses, right? Today, within an hour, you can set up a Shopify site.
Yeah.
You can list on Lazada, you can list on Shopee and Q10, now TikTok as well. You decide you want to go overseas and to Indonesia, and you can do Tokopedia and Blibli and Bukalapak. You've got Facebook and Google to help you drive people towards your store. You have buy now, pay later mechanisms so that people can pay easier. Mm. So it has become easier. And you've got Ninja Van, who you can just click and call to your factory, your house, your warehouse, right? It has become easier. I mean, I think what's happening is that, you know, you've got some of the world's largest companies now who are, you know, some of them are marketplaces, some of them are advertising juggernauts, some of them are delivery companies, and they've trained their guns on this Southeast Asia and India corridor because right. It's just growing so fast. And so if you're a merchant, it is getting more difficult. Costs and advertising and getting people to convert is becoming more difficult. And that is why you see a lot of these influencers, you know, now becoming the shiny new penny. Mm. You see, I'll give you an example. Kim Kardashian, for example, right? I think she's got like 300-400 million followers on Instagram. You've got Mr. Beast, right, who's probably bigger than her, and he's just launched his own burger brand.
Yeah.
These guys have become their own television networks or newspapers, or, you know, they're reaching more people than Google, Facebook, broadcast networks, or radio channels, for that matter. And so they're here to stay.
Yeah. This new world where there's no such thing as brand loyalty anymore. So just because your brand's got reputation, you still got quite a bit of a struggle there.
Yeah, so it's getting trickier because I think, you know, people at my age obviously have, you know, brand loyalty. And as you go further down, it becomes less and less so. I think e-commerce and the fight that's going on between brands and marketplaces means that younger consumers are looking for discounts, really. Mm. Best possible deal. Right. So brand loyalty, you know, it's a massive, massive problem. But I also think that that's the reason why, if you look at, you know, 10 years from now, our companies, your toothpaste companies, your shampoo companies, they're going to get a run for their money from smaller, more nimble players. So brand loyalty is a question mark.
Mm. It's amazing that the big brands, it sounds as if the big brands have a lot of catching up to do. But here's where we have the thing called growth as a service. Does that solution help these brands address the challenges that we just spoke of?
Yeah, so, you know, I think just to put it really simply, we go back to your sunglasses, you're selling sunglasses.
Let's do that.
And you know, I think what we do is we just make it a little easier for you to operate. So we'll tell you when your blue sunglasses are selling faster than your white sunglasses on Tokopedia versus Shopee, that if you bundle your sunglasses with something else, it's going to accelerate sales velocity. We'll tell you that the cost of Google or Facebook in a particular market today is sort of moving upwards. We'll tell you how many sunglasses are left in your warehouse. We'll tell you that, you know, your last mile cost in between Jakarta and Bandung today is dropping. And so we sort of, you know, we're like the best way to describe us is like we're a data scientist in your pocket. We just help people, you know, level the playing field so that you're not spending hours and hours crunching numbers and looking at trends and predicting what's going to happen. We let you come into the office in the morning, open your laptop, and you know these are the 5 things I need to do today.
It does make things a lot easier, and it's always best to rely on data. I do wonder though, Prem, is there a struggle in getting brands to accept things like data science? Because if, let's say, I hear the word data science, oh, this might not be so affordable to me. Why do I want to get involved? Is this something that you've come across?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think data science is a scary word for most people.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not a tech guy. The way I break it down in data science is that imagine you have a billion rows of Excel and a billion columns, and every cell is changing in real time. And you need someone to look at that and in real time and tell you what's happening on various parameters. It could be ads, it could be inventory, it could be SKUs. queue. It could be your product catalog. It could be your site performance. It could be anything.
Yeah.
That's really what data science is. And we've tried to simplify it so that anyone can use it.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine going
as far as e-commerce is concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. So many cells on an Excel sheet would drive me nuts, man. But yeah, you do need the experts to help you out with that. And congratulations, by the way. RAS recently announced it raised over $40 million in the first close of its Series A funding round. Tell us a little bit about that journey and your plans with those funds.
We did raise the money. It was a difficult environment, as most people know. But we were successful. We used some of the proceeds to purchase two companies, one based in India, one in Southeast Asia, both in e-commerce software. And we decided to merge them and spoke to the founding members of both companies. And they said, look, we think that, automated data science is the way forward. And e-commerce has massive tailwinds behind it. And so here we are. We have 350 people across 7 countries, and we're only focused on Mumbai to Manila.
Mm. Prem, just a final question. I mean, we've talked a lot and you've helped to simplify understanding the whole growth as a service solution. But with regard to brands around the region, does GRASS have a plan to help these brands continue to adopt growth as a service? What's the approach?
Yeah, so we're actually launching officially at the end of Q4. We're in the middle of beta testing, but the response has been phenomenal. We have, over 100 companies who've expressed interest in plugging their data in and then seeing what our recommendations and our predictive technology do. Mm. And we only have one aim. Our aim is to make sure that this entire region grows. And you're either going to grow because more people have more money to spend, or you're going to grow because merchants and brands are doing better. And so we're focused, obviously, on the latter. And so far, so good. It's been a superb response.
All right. Been speaking with Prem Bhatia, who is the co-founder and CEO of GRASS. I appreciate your time this morning. Take care and have a great week ahead.
And you. Thanks very much. Bye.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.